I greet you with blessings and joy on this 10th Sunday after Pentecost, August 9th. My name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice, and I serve First Presbyterian Church and Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Newberry. I am also the administrative interim pastor at Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie and at St. James Lutheran Church in Rudyard. We gather together today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May we take a moment to go before God in open and honest confession. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority alone, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of the day. O God, our defender, storms rage around and within us and cause us to be afraid. Rescue your people from despair. Deliver your sons and daughters from fear. And preserve us in the faith of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our readings for today are from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 18, Psalm 85, verses 8 through 13, Romans chapter 10, verses 5 through 15, and the Holy Gospel for today is according to St. Matthew, chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side of the Sea of Galilee while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever watched one of those shows that comes out towards the end of the year that features newsworthy stories that have occurred throughout that year? Something like A Year in Review, where a broadcast journalist like Barbara Walters or a news outlet like Time or CNN hosts a show that includes highlighted stories and deaths of celebrities or prominent individuals. I think Dick Clark or Casey Kasem would host a show like this for the music industry. How's that for dating me? Dick Clark or Casey Kasem. I believe there is a broadcast network that does a review show for the sports industry as well. Can you imagine what the shows for the end of this year, 2020, will be like? Can you imagine how long these shows will be? I mean, this is only the second week in August, and we still have 4.5 months yet to go in this year. It seems so long ago that the news was filled with the Australian bushfire. The fire began in June of 2019, but it was only contained and extinguished during December of last year and January of this year. I read an article the other day about the Australian bushfire that said over 1 billion animals are believed to be dead and an estimated 2,000 homes were lost. The overall damage and economic losses would reach US $100 billion. It was also back in January when NBA star Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and 7 other passengers were killed in a helicopter crash in California. That seems like such a long time ago, unless you're a part of the family of those who were killed. On January 7th, 2020, shortly after the new year began, the World Health Organization's Chinese branch was officially informed of the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. The deadly virus, which triggers a respiratory disease, has killed more than 160,000 people in the United States, over 700,000 worldwide, and has been traced back to a market in Wuhan, China. The Summer Olympics were postponed early on due to the coronavirus pandemic, as athletes were rigorously training and making their final placement and travel plans. Heads of state, prime ministers, and presidents declared a national lockdown for their respective country and closed their borders as much as possible due to the pandemic. Some borders remain closed except for necessary travel. Schools closed immediately, leaving lockers filled with students' belongings and teachers scrambling to produce online learning materials. Businesses closed, people were laid off, some still are, or worse yet, let go. Factories that used to make automobiles and other products were tooled to make ventilators and other life-saving equipment. Hospitals filled with COVID-19 patients relied on military services to set up makeshift ICUs and tent hospitals. Churches suspended worship services, many still not holding in-person services as of this date, for fear of a coronavirus outbreak among their most vulnerable members. There was, of all things, a toilet paper shortage due to people stockpiling the precious commodity. If you've ever had to rely on a Sears catalog or even rough paper towels, you may understand why. And a name we won't soon forget, George Floyd, was killed by a Minneapolis police officer, which sparked outrage, racial divide, protests, rioting, looting, and calls to defund the police. And even after George's death, videos of law enforcement officers using excessive force were broadcast on social media and the evening news. Though some may think the country has settled down, protests and rioting still occur nationwide. They just don't receive as much national news attention as they used to. Not to mention the political division in our country that has pitted spouse against spouse, parents and children in heated debates, Neighbors angry with neighbors, and communities are torn in two. Throw in there the murder hornets, the coin shortage, the deaths of many famous people, seemingly one right after another, including Kenny Rogers, Kirk Douglas, Kelly Preston, and most recently, Wilford Brimley. And you have a year-in-review show that could take a week to broadcast. Well, on the flip side, any year-in-review show involving sports may be a short one. Whether it's because of the coronavirus or accidents or Mother Earth, whether it's due to intentional actions or unavoidable conditions, we may often hear that little voice in our head or feel that painful tug in our heart that asks, where was God's presence in all of this? We seem to easily recognize God in our lives when things are going well, when we've received a job promotion or raise, or our family seems healthy and happy, when the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, there are warm breeze and no rain or snow in the forecast. It's easy to recognize God in our lives when there is no disruption to our schedule. But why then is it so difficult to realize God is with us all the time, in the good times and in the not so good times? God doesn't decide, oh, I'm going to make it a great day for Melinda, or I'm going to make it a not so good day for Melinda. God doesn't separate those times for us, and we shouldn't separate those times from God. Even during this pandemic, when we feel angry or hopeless, or afraid or distraught, we should look for the good. Whenever I pray, whether it's in the morning, evening, mealtime, or just seems like time for a prayer, I always begin with these words. Thank you, God, for the blessings of this day. It doesn't matter if it's the best day of my life. It doesn't matter if it's the worst day of my life. I can always find at least one blessing of the day that I should be thankful for and praise God for. In our gospel reading for last week, Jesus wanted to be left alone so that he could grieve the death of John the Baptist. Not able to find a quiet place for himself, he went ashore where he was surrounded by people whom he cured. He then fed 5,000 men, besides women and children, with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And even afterward, there were 12 baskets filled with leftovers. It was easy to find God's presence in this. In our Gospels reading for today, we hear Jesus trying again to be alone. He made the disciples get into a boat so that they were distanced from him. He dismissed the crowd he had just fed and went up the mountain by himself to pray. He just wanted time to be alone, and that is exactly what he got. He was alone there all evening until the next morning. It was then that he saw the battered boat full of disciples who'd had a pretty rough night on the wind-driven waves. They didn't recognize Jesus as he walked on the sea towards them. They were terrified. Sensing their fear, he spoke to them, saying, "Teacher, take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid." Peter wanted reassurance that it was Jesus, so he asked him to let him also walk on water toward Jesus. "Come," Jesus said. So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water. Confident at first, given his Lord's beckoning, Peter soon remembers the height of the waves and depth of the sea and loses heart. Scared, he called out to Jesus, who immediately reached out his hand and caught Peter. Once Jesus and Peter got into the boat, the wind calmed down and the disciples worshiped Jesus, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Isn't it interesting that even though the disciples were with Jesus when he fed 5,000 plus with 5 loaves and 2 fish, it wasn't until they were in a life-threatening situation that they recognized who Jesus is? When the disciples were in fear and distress overtook them, that they finally recognized Jesus as the Son of God? I think that's what happens to us as well, at least for me anyway. When things are going well and I'm just skating day by day, it's easy to think that God is fine just sitting there on the sideline. And it's not that I don't need God when things are going well. I just might not think about God as much. Yet, let something happen, something that causes stress or pain or worry, and who do we turn to? God. Because that's what God is for, right? To listen to our prayers and fulfill our needs, to comfort us and give us strength. And while, yes, God is with us during those difficult times, we must remember God is with us during the not-so-difficult times. We should continue to praise and thank God when things are going well for us. Again, God doesn't separate those times for us, and we shouldn't separate those times from God. Thank you, God, for the blessings of this day. So perhaps this week we might intentionally invite God into our lives through prayers when things are going well. When you feel blessed this week from receiving good news or positive results or just being happy for no particular reason other than being blessed, thank God. Praise God. Worship God. In Isaiah 41, we hear, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." Thanks be to God. Amen. And now I invite you to join in praying the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit that makes us one. Amen. This concludes our service for today. Again, my name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice. Thank you for joining me today. Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.